On Thursday, Britain will elect a new parliament, and the following day, Friday the 13th, as it happens, a new government will be formed. The election campaign has been one of the strangest of modern times. At stake is a monumental decision on Britain's future place in Europe and the world, but the campaign itself has been a dull, lifeless affair, at least above the surface. Our London correspondent Sean Whelan watched the final Prime Minister's debate in the so-called spin room, where politicians and party operatives mingle with journalists to hammer home their campaign messages.
This election is about making a decision on the Brexit agreement, a decision the Parliament at Westminster was unable to make. Every other policy issue is being used to corral votes behind the competing visions of the two big parties. And that contest of ideas can be summed up as subtle versus simple, exemplified by Jeremy Corbyn and Boris Johnson talking about what to do next on Brexit.
So we will, within 3 months, negotiate a leave agreement with the European Union that will protect trade and jobs and the peace process in Northern Ireland, and put that alongside Remain in a referendum within 6 months, and that will be the end of the matter. My role as the leader of my party, as the Prime Minister, would be to ensure that decision is carried out, whatever it is. But nobody voted to lose their job or to lose trade with Europe.
What I haven't heard from the leader of the Labour Party is this deal that he thinks he can get in 3 months' time. Who is going to negotiate it? Because as far as I can see, everybody on the Labour front bench is campaigning to remain, apart from Mr Corbyn, who is neutral on the matter. Who is going to secure this deal? How can you get a deal, a new deal from Brussels for Brexit, if you don't actually believe in it?
Labour had tried to hit Johnson with a leaked Treasury document discussing the likely disruption and cost of new customs and regulatory arrangements in the so-called front stop, the Northern Ireland Protocol, in the withdrawal agreement. The subtleties got lost in the debate, the bigger issues of trust glossed over by Conservative ministers in the spin room afterwards, like Health Secretary Matt Hancock.
Well, he's absolutely clear about the commitment that there do not need to be those checks, and that is a commitment that he's made during this election campaign, and we'll deliver on it.
And Foreign Secretary Dominic Raab pushing all the Tory election lines.
There's only one Prime Minister on stage out of those two politicians, that was Boris Johnson. And you saw a clear choice, which is becoming into sharper relief for voters as we approach polling day in just 6 days' time. You've got all the uncertainty of a hung parliament with Jeremy Corbyn propped up by the SNP, two more referendums, the country going back, plagued by uncertainty. And I thought Boris Johnson had the plan and the passion, not just on Brexit, but on the NHS, on skills, on boosting the infrastructure for our economy to take Britain forward. And I think that's the choice that voters will be increasingly focused on the last few days of this election.
Jeremy Corbyn, we are told, doesn't like doing personal attacks in politics, but frontbench colleagues like Shadow Trade Secretary Barry Gardner are less reticent.
The Prime Minister, having made a promise that there would be no border down the Irish Sea, has now been proven to have been lying about that by his own government, his own Treasury's documents. Now, you know, that is a serious matter, not just because of what it means in terms of the future trading arrangements between Northern Ireland and the UK and Northern Ireland and the Republic. It's a serious matter because this is somebody who is putting himself forward to be elected as Prime Minister of this country. And he's been found out today to have lied about one of the most important relationships that we have. And that is the relationship with the Republic, because of course upon that depends peace in our country.
These are the subtleties of the politics of Brexit, but in the election the simple messages are getting through. But they're not all from the Tories. The Scottish National Party's outgoing MP for Dundee, Stuart Hosey, was on hand.
No mention of Scotland, but plenty of mentions of the SNP and Nicola Sturgeon. You know, Boris Johnson is using this as a battering ram against Jeremy Corbyn. But it was another one of Johnson's meaningless soundbites, like get Brexit done, which means, frankly, precisely nothing, or at worst, an incredibly dangerous no-deal Brexit, which is what he's got planned.
How is the SNP going to do you think, in this election next week?
I think we're going to do very well. The current polls have us up again. We're way ahead of the Tories, way ahead of Labour, with the challengers also in every single Conservative seat. And so there's a very simple message from the SNP to voters in Scotland. If you want to lock the Tories out of power, vote for the SNP.
But Labour don't have a simple message. Their subtlety is born of electoral necessity, of trying to hang on to voters with differing views of Brexit. And in a country where Leave or Remain has supplanted left or right as the main political divide, simple is getting through to more people than subtle. And that means advantage Johnson.
Sean Whelan there reporting from the spin room of the final debate.